Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Spiegel and Holmes.
We cook it with hot grease now, man.
Afternoons on the Score.
We got Lawrence Holmes here, host of Spiegel and Holmes on the Mason Crosby Show. I can't wait to talk to you as we get into the season and dive into to Bears Packers a little bit deeper.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. And mentioning Giannis, he's going to look so good in the Bulls uniform.
Relax.
He's
going to be relax. So awesome.
We had a lot of fun with the folks in our sister station in Milwaukee. I enjoy going on the Mason Crosby Show. I've been on there, I think this is my third time being on the show. And it's weird because I guess I kind of covered Mason Crosby. So to be on his show is a little strange. And we talked about Aaron Rodgers. And we talked about Jay Cutler.
I haven't even had a chance to talk about Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers. But I think that whole thing's going to go really, really well. I just think the entire... That's not why we called. Yeah, so, I mean, there's a lot right now with Chicago and Milwaukee, but we got the Brewers here tonight. So was that the reason for the call? Was that the backdrop? Was Cubs and Brewers?
Yeah, they wanted to get into the spirit of it, you know, because it's a big series for them. I mean, I guess it's a big series for the Cubs, too, and we can talk about that a little bit more later on.
It's certainly a big series for the Brewers. It just took 3 out of 4 from the Cardinals.
They're healthy now. Like, the Brewers are back to being healthy, and that was the reason why their first 6 to 8 weeks of the season were a disaster. You didn't know if Yelich was going to play baseball again, you know? And he's been a huge part in their wins that they've had. If you look at it, I think it's when he homers, they're 12-0 or 13-0. So now that he's healthy, that the Brewers overall are a healthier team, now you can see how competitive they are.
But Bears had to come up. Bears-Packers had to come up with you and the former Green Bay Packers kicker.
It did. And so we pulled this because I think you'll appreciate it. You remember when Ben Johnson was out here like, given the business to Matt LaFleur?
Out of nowhere. He came to Chicago, and we thought maybe there was some history.
Right. We thought that he was one of those guys that was on one of the trees, and they were friends from way back. And, you know, it's just kind of the back and forth.
Because he said, I liked beating him. I liked beating him twice a year. I kind of enjoyed that. Thank you so much.
But there is no relationship between these two guys.
Which we then found out, and there was one podcast where LaFleur brought it up out of nowhere.
Yep.
And you could tell, it was, to me, you could tell at the time that it was on his mind. Did Mason Crosby back up that theory?
I think that you have found an ally in Packerland that feels the same way you do about it, Speaks.
My next question then, too, is like Ben Johnson or Matt LaFleur? And
oh,
you know,
like
they've
this.
Already had some beef. They've kind of gone back and forth.
I like that it's spicy now.
Yeah,
it's a little bit spicy between those guys, and it could be a lot. I'm surprised because usually LaFleur is unflappable, like he's Mr. Cool, but
you can tell it hurt him. It stung him a little bit.
It's clear that Ben Johnson got under his skin, and for the first time in a long time, like for the Bears to have an edge like that, where they're actually on the radar of the Packers coach. And last I checked, fellas, and you can check my math on this, that the last time the Bears played the Packers, the Bears won. So
true story.
True.
So, you know, now they actually have, I think, a competent head coach. So look out, Green Bay.
So he believes too, huh? That it got to him. That it got to LaFleur. Oh, I love that. If that's like just an extra fun level of gamesmanship from Ben Johnson to just come here and just start something just to start it, just to have a little fun and poke at the mighty LaFleur, that's tremendous.
I had a lot of fun poking the Bear and trolling Milwaukee today. And part of it is I love my guy Sparky Pfeiffer, who runs that station up there. That's my guy. But the other reason is, and Tanny, you probably feel me on this. They never call when it's Sox Brewers, you know?
I gotta say that generally, yes, that's true. But I gotta say, back in, I don't know, I think it was 2021, whenever there was a Sox Brewers series, Bart reached out to me when it was Bart doing the morning show. I did a White Sox hit. It was one of the worst things you've ever heard on radio. But no. They did reach out. No. Yeah.
No way.
So I went to that series, Tanny. I went to that series in Milwaukee, and it was one of the ways that I started the interview with those guys is I like that ballpark, except for when they close the roof on it. There's no air conditioning there.
And those windows don't open, apparently.
Yeah, it's very stuffy in there on a day like this. And so they were explaining to me like some of the weird ways that they go about trying to figure out when to close it and when to keep it open. When it's open, it's delightful. Well, when it's closed, it is not.
Wife and I joke about it all the time. Like, it's a closer trip with all this construction than going to a Sox game. It's like, oh, why don't we go up to a Brewers game on a Sunday?
You might as well.
And plus, you can also get the Sports Service special sauce up there. you remember that?
What about their special sausage?
Right, that too, yeah.
G-Love, baby.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, Speaks. The special sauce.
I don't.
You remember Sports Service? It was like I don't know if I think it's been taken over here by the local vendors that we have here, but like they used to in the
not
90s,
Andy Frain anymore,
no. Right, but they used to have the condiment. It was called special sauce, and it was like a red sauce, like a barbecue sauce ish kind of thing, and you could still get that up there. I think they did. Yeah, it was a blast from the past, a little nostalgia. Maybe it was the same old bottles that we had down here. But,
the undefinable special sauce.
But I love that park now, whatever it's called.
I'm just trying to think of how bad your appearance with Bart Winkler must have been. I mean, if you said like one of the worst things that's ever happened on the radio, and then my mind started to reel with all the horrendous things I've heard on the radio.
Well, I know, but you know my standards, and I will always fall on the sword. But it was Bart and Ryan Horvat were doing the show at the time. And it was just, you know, just a normal hit. And of course, I was like over prepared for the things that I wanted to talk about, and then you didn't get to any of those things in the interview.
Yeah, but you can flip that. You can just go to the things that you want to talk about.
It was my first hit, and you know I should have been better, and I
wasn't.
What
did it displace for you? Like, what was number one on the list of the worst things you've ever heard on the radio?
I sort of just...
you know, because I mean, I go back a ways. I remember when the former Raider Ted Hendricks was on with McNeil and Boers.
How about Joe Kane's solo show?
No, we love Joe Kane around here. Joe Kane came on during COVID and totally, we bought back in on Joe Kane big time.
I'm so in on Joe Kane. If you want to get down on the ground, Joe Kane.
Maybe it was the John Madden interview with Dan and Terry.
Horrendous. It was really, really bad. But Ted Hendricks, man, I mean, that's going way back. That's for the top end of the demo out there. It was one of the worst things I've ever heard on the radio.
I'd like to submit our 5 o'clock hour from yesterday. That was probably really bad.
What are you talking about? What did we do?
Oh, my bad.
I thought it was good. Well, felt good about yesterday's show.
There's the problem.
Well, let's.
I'm just kidding. We maybe had we Nick can Friedel submit.
If you ever get
yesterday.
A chance to hear Mike Evans with Jim Rome. From like five to six years ago.
That's what I'm looking for.
The worst interview I've ever heard.
Yeah. Looking for something like that.
What about Jim Rome and Jim Everett?
No, that I mean.
That was classic. Training.
Yeah.
Classic.
Bet you won't say it again.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the way you get when I call you Chris.
Bet you I will, Chris.
I call him Tanny all the time. But every once in a while, just give him a Chris just to make sure he knows.
You know what is very humbling, Spiegs, is when you go to an event. Like, let's say I'm going to Final Four or I'll go to Big Ten Media Day or something like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, if we go, Mitch and Ryan will be like, all right, take your Comrex, get set up. There might be an engineer that we can send over if there's any sort of problems, but you're kind of on your own. Yeah, we're like, fine, whatever. And then you see Romy set up. What Jim Rome has for wherever big event he has, his remote studio is nicer than our studio.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
There's like couches and screens.
It's okay, man. It's all right. Man, he's made himself.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Into an absolute icon.
It's Jim. Good to have you on the show.
Good to be here, Jim. Thank you.
Check that. Chris Everett. Good to have you on the show.
You know what? You know, you've been calling me that for about the last 5 years.
About 2 years, actually, Chris.
Well,
somewhere along the way, Jim, you ceased being Jim and you became Chris.
Well, let me tell you a little secret. That, you know, we're sitting here right now, and if you guys want to take a station break, you can. But if you call me Chris Everett to my face one more time...
I already did it twice.
You call it one more time, we better take a station break.
Well, it's a five-minute segment. A five-segment show. We got a long way to go.
Well, we do.
We got a long way to go.
We do.
I'll get a couple segments out of
you. Well, it's good to be here with you, though.
Well, it's good to see you, too.
Because you've been talking like this behind my back for a long time.
But now I said it right here.
Right. Exactly.
Well, we got no problem with
that. I think that you probably won't say it again.
I bet I do.
Okay.
Chris.
As the late, great Bernie Mac was saying, there's going to be some furniture moving.
Oh, my God.
And there was. See, that's when sports radio wasn't always the greatest. I'm a Jim Rome fan. I'm a clone. Clones. But...
That's some jackass behavior.
They said that was the golden era. I don't know. They said that's the era that we all kind of, you guys were in it, but like at the tail end of it, but I missed it completely.
Yeah.
I just flashed to McNeil when we did a broadcast with Carlos Zambrano at a little hotel down in River North. And Zambrano was like one of the most volatile and interesting athletes in Chicago at the time. It was this great opportunity, and I was just the in the Danny Mac show at the time. Like I didn't have the cachet to take over an interview, but I should have because Mac was just out of his mind that day. And
don't do commercial.
No, we didn't.
Well, yeah, the Aussie North.
That's Zambrano. That's Zambrano to McNeil that day because it just kept going and it was so tense.
Don't do commercial?
Yeah, it's a good call, Carlos. We should do commercial. But like at one point, McNeil said, You want to punch me?
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.